ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
For whatever reason you've come, or for whatever distance you've come, one of the great secrets of advancing in spiritual life is to place oneself in the vicinity of spiritual sound vibration. So, before I have the pleasure of saying more about the Krishna consciousness movement and the philosophy, I offer my obeisances to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And my respects and obeisances to all of you. So you're Vaishnavas. And therefore you're the most worshipable of all. This is a very important place, this temple. Because here we experience the atmosphere of the spiritual world. And we are sentient beings. We have deep feelings. Actually, we're all looking for the deepest of all feelings, which is love.
で、私たちはその心の中の一番奥深いところにある感情、それはつまり愛ですね。それを求めています。
There's a famous song in America that has the lyrics that looking for love in all the wrong places.
で、アメリカにはその歌があるんですけれどもね、その歌の詩の中に愛を求めているんだけれども、またその誤ったところでもって愛を探し求めているという、そういう歌詞があります。
In Japan, you might have poetry that says similar things.
日本でもね、そういったことを表した詩歌があると思います。
Those of you from India, you might have heard songs similar to this.
で、インドからいらした人たちもそういう同じようなね、センチメントを持った歌を聞いたことがあるかもしれません。
The author of the song or poem is lamenting about not being able to find love.
で、その歌を作った人というのは、その愛を見つけることができないというふうに嘆いているわけですね。
Either that or saying that I found love and then I lost it.
で、私は愛を見つけたけど、またそれをなくしてしまった。
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that this lifetime that we have is especially meant to prepare ourselves to experience the highest kind of love.
バガバダギータの中でクリシナがおっしゃっているのは、またギータの中でクリシナは言っていますけれども、誰もが自分の心を満たしてくれるものを探し求めている。
And I'm looking around the world, but I never find anything that is satisfying.
世界中を見回してもね、自分を完全に満足させるものはない。
For a few minutes or a few seconds, I feel satisfied. And then I want some other object to look at. So, in the practice of yoga, we're meant to find that ultimate object that will give us satisfaction.
Yoga を修練するということは、最終的に自分を満足させるものを見つけるということなんですね。
And also find that a person in whom we can give our love and receive love in return.
そして私たちが愛を捧げ、その方から愛を私たちにもらう、そういう対象の人、そういう人を求めているわけです。
Now, this is the meaning of bhakti yoga.
それがバクティヨガという意味です。
Fixing one's mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna.
自分のマインドを最高人格主神クリシュナに執着させる、固定するということです。
He is both the object that we can meditate upon and feel satisfied. And the person in whom we can give our love and then receive perfect reciprocation of love. And so the Bhakti scriptures recommend that one use one's time in this life to prepare oneself and to prepare one's mind to meditate on that object, Krishna. And it takes some time to be successful in any practice. In the beginning of any discipline or practice, we may feel a little bit discouraged. Because we will be bad at something before we get good at it. And a way to avoid becoming discouraged is to consider that what I'm doing in this life is a preparation. For something much greater. As Chaitanya Charan Prabhu often says, this world is not a station, or it's not a destination.
Chaitanya Charan という人は、この世界というのはその終着地点ではないというふうに言っています。
But it's a station from which we're getting prepared to go back to our original home.
私たちのその本来の家である、そこに帰るためのその準備期間なんだ。
So, isn't it helpful to know that what we're meant to do in this life is to prepare ourselves for that journey?
で、その旅をね、完成に達せるための準備期間が今の私たちの人生だということを、それを知るということは非常に素晴らしいことですよね。
I read a sign in the airport in Bangkok when I was going to the airport. It was an advertisement for some athletic shoes. And it was a famous sportsman from Argentina. Whom I'd never heard of before. But his name is Leo Messi.
Leo Messi.
Do you know? Have you heard? Yeah. Leo Messi. He's famous?
Yeah.
I feel lucky to not know him. In any case, he looked very nice. But what he said, I found very applicable to the practice of Bhakti Yoga. He said, I was an overnight success after 17 years. He started like everybody else, not being very good. But after 17 years of preparation and practice, he became qualified to sell athletic shoes. which is no small thing. Only famous people can sell shoes. And in a similar way, we can take the time that we need throughout this life. To prepare ourselves. To become an overnight success. After 50, 60, 70 years. And so there are people who have mentioned the idea of preparation. And one of my favorite quotes about preparation is from the Duke of Ellington.
Duke Ellington.
Duke of Ellington.
Duke of Ellington.
Yes. He said that wise people learn when they can. And fools learn when they must. To me, this is the essence of the idea of preparation. The word preparation has pre in it, which means before. Srila Prabhupada once said that one must cheat death before death cheats you.
Srila Prabhupada のおっしゃったのは、私たちはその死を死に欺かれる前に死を欺かなきゃいけないというふうにおっしゃいました。
You have to prepare for that.
だから自分はその死に対して準備をしなきゃいけないということです
ね。You have to stay a step ahead of death.
だから死の一歩手前を自分は行ってなきゃいけない。
In fact, one place, Prabhupada talked, everyone know who Yamaraj?
Yamaraj が誰か知ってますか?
In the Bhakti scriptures, Yamaraj is the very powerful deva or demigod.
で、そのバクティの本によると、ヤマラジというのは非常に力のあるその神様なんですね。日本語ではエンマ様ですよね。
Who oversees death.
で、それはその死ということをね、すべて支配している人です。
So it's mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that when you have a kirtan like this,
で、シュリマドバガブタの中に言われているのは、今私たちがやったようなキルタンが、
You should invite Yamaraj to come.
But
please give him a nice seat. Let him participate in the Harinam. Nice prasad. He's nearby and he's happy in the kirtan, then he can't come and get you without your warning. So, if one takes the opportunities that one has before one has to, then this is called preparation. One of the books about Srila Prabhupada's life is called A Lifetime in Preparation.
Srila Prabhupada's 本の一冊に人生の準備というタイトルの本があります。
Seemingly, he had taken a long time to come to America after he had gotten an instruction from his guru.
で、彼は自分のグルからそのアメリカに来なさいという指示をもらったわけですけれども、それを実行させるまでにその長い時間がかかったように思います。
In Japan.And he looked to be an overnight success after 70 years.
しかし、その70 after 70 years?
70.
70年間の後で見ると、それは一夜にして成功を収めたかのように見えます。
People were amazed that he was able to spread a spiritual movement around the world.
こうやって世界中に精神的な運動を広めたということが非常にね、人々はそのことに対して驚いています。
But he also stayed within the mood of preparation.
しかし彼はずっとその自分はその準備期間だというそういうムードでいたんですね。
When we stay in the mood of preparation, we'll never feel discouraged.
その自分は準備期間にいるというそういうムードでやっていたら、決して落胆することはありません。
Especially if we remember the words of Louis Pasteur.Especially if we remember the words of Louis Pasteur.
Louis
like pasteurized milk, he invented it. Pasteur. He said that great discoveries come only unto the prepared mind. I may feel that my great fortune has not come to me yet. But maybe it has. But because I wasn't prepared, I didn't see it. So those who are wise are always preparing themselves. So they can take advantage of every opportunity. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about ways in which to prepare our body, our mind, our body, and our speech. So the mind has to be in a prepared state. There's a lot of different states that the mind can be in. So one of the ways in which to prepare the mind to think of Krishna and to feel satisfied, which is one of the austerities of the mind that Krishna mentions in the Gita. Is to always think about how to do good for others. The boy saint, Prahlad Maharaj, who was 5 years old,
and
who was a spiritual master, being perfectly enlightened, told us something about the mind. He says, when the mind starts to think about how to get happiness for oneself, that's when my suffering begins. You don't even have to try to get happiness. You just have to start thinking about how you want to try to get happiness. And because it's always a little out of reach, the mind becomes disturbed. That either I won't get the happiness, or that when I do, it won't be enough. However, when we think about serving others, then we feel immediate satisfaction. The mind is meant to think about how to do service. And this is one of the ways in which one can prepare the mind to think of Krishna. Is to be service oriented. And is it possible to get more air in the room? We don't have a ban on air, do we? Some cross ventilation. Anybody here like air?
Yes.
Thank you. The second way that is recommended in order to prepare the mind to cheat death and to take us to the highest position in yoga. Is to hear stories. But not any ordinary story. the stories from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And other spiritual literatures. Have you read the Mahabharata? Yes. You heard the Ramayana? You know about the Ramachandra? Do you like the stories? Me too. You can listen over and over again to the stories of Lord Ram. There are many characters in those stories that are very interesting. Who's your favorite character in the Ramayana? Huh? No, that's not an answer. Who's your favorite character in the Ramayana? Hanuman. Of course, everyone knows Hanuman's the best. I mean, when Hanuman was a little baby, he's not an ordinary monkey. He was born from the wind god. And we've seen a lot of monkeys, right? And they're pretty amazing, what they can do. But if you see a monkey born from the wind god, he can jump to the highest point in the universe. Then your mind will really become amazed and think. And when Hanuman was just a little baby monkey, he was inclined towards monkey business.
Monkey business.
Monkey business.
Everybody knows monkey business. And what could be more cute than a monkey with the power of the wind god? And so, as a baby monkey, Hanuman jumps, and he saw the sun, and he thought it was an orange. He thought, I'll take that orange and I'll eat it. And all the devas realized he could actually grab the planet. So they had to knock him down. And then they gave him many benedictions. All kinds of powers he had. But then they made him forget those powers. Otherwise he would have ruined the whole universe. Because that's what monkeys do. They're born to wreck stuff. And when the time came for Hanuman to jump to Lanka, the time that the curse would be lifted came. He stood on the Mahendra Hill. He grew in size. And then he jumped. And the impression of his foot pushed so hard into the Mahendra Hill that springs of water started shooting out all over the hill. All the snakes and animals who live underground, they all came out. They said, what happened? And when Hanuman went over the ocean, he had to go past many obstacles. A demon tried to swallow him. He made himself bigger and bigger. And this demoness kept making her mouth bigger and bigger. And at the last second, he made himself tiny. And he went right through the demon. Came out the other side. So one can listen to the stories of Hanuman. And I remember reading the Mahabharata several times. When I first was introduced to my wife, Nirakula. Yeah. We spent about 1 year before we got married, we'd meet and we'd read Mahabharata. And I remember becoming so absorbed, I couldn't wait to read the book again. All the stories of the wars and how the armies configured themselves. And then the day we read about Abhimanyu, who fought against all the... He was just a young man, but he was so powerful warrior, he went against all the older big warriors on the other side. And they made a special trap just to catch him. And when they killed Abhimanyu, we could not sleep for 3 days. We were walking around morose. The people at the temple say, "What's wrong with you?" Don't you know they killed Abhimanyu? How could this happen? We were affected. And then within the Mahabharata, the Bhagavad Gita. And when we read Bhagavad Gita, we get to understand the intelligence of God. And read it again and again and again. It satisfies the deepest sense we have for stimulating the intelligence. So one can transfer one's mind from this world to the spiritual world by hearing stories. Does this sound like a good idea? Bhagavat Mark? Let the record show that Bhagavat Mark, our young pundit, musician, bright young man, artist, he says that it's a good idea to listen to spiritual stories. And I don't know what other proof you need. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this exclusively in his last days. He simply listened to the stories about the spiritual world. So now let me ask you, what are the two ways to prepare your mind to go to the spiritual world? Yes.
Do good for others.
What about do good for others? Preparing the mind? Should think about how to do good for others. Yes. If you think about ways in which to do good for others, then your mind will become prepared. If you think about doing service, if you think, what's the best way that I can serve? And two things will happen.
そしたら二つのことが起こります。
One is that you'll see opportunities everywhere.
そしたらそのそういう機会というのはね、そこら中にあるということに気がつくでしょう。
Because there are unlimited opportunities for service in this world.
この世界ではその使えるということに対しては無限の可能性があるからです。
And the second thing that will happen.
で、二つ目のことは。
Is that people will welcome you wherever you go. Just like our friend Harigana Prabhu. He's a top-rate pujari. And he's always thinking about how to do good for others and how to do his service.
で彼はいつもどうやったら自分のその奉仕をできるか、どうやったら他の人に使えることができるかということをいつも考えています。
The result is everyone around the world saying, Harigana, why don't you come to our place?
その結果はどうかというと、みんながね、Harigana さん、なんで私のところに来てください、来てくださいってみんなに言われるんですね。
On the other hand, people who are thinking about how to do good for themselves only.
自分のために何ができるかということを考えている人は、
Everyone says, please don't come to our place. So first of all, you'll have unlimited opportunity if you think in how to serve.
It
means full employment. And plus, everyone will like you.
そして、あの、他の人が全部あなたのことを大好きになる。
If you think that's a good idea, say Hare Krishna.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Confirmed. So this is how to prepare the mind to go to the spiritual world. These two things. And then, how to prepare the body. So one of the ways is,Krishna says the body should be in the mode of sattva gun, in goodness.
で、クリシュナがおっしゃってるのは、その体、肉体というのはサトゥガグヌになってなきゃいけない。
And this means to be very clean.
それは清潔でなきゃいけないということですね。
So the other way to prepare yourself for spiritual life is to be very clean.
精神生活の準備をするということは、清潔であるということです。
I think the cleanest person I know is Satyadev Prabhu. Whenever I travel with Satyadev, I always look at his stuff and I look at my stuff and I think, how does he stay so neat and clean? When I walk in his room, I see everything's in its place. And I feel like meditating on Krishna. And when I walk into the mess of my room, I think, maybe I'll take rest and wake up in 12 hours. So this is something that one can try, is to be very clean. One way to be very clean is to not collect many things. Try to keep only what one needs. This is an ongoing and constant endeavor.
もうそれはもうずっといつもいつも気をつけてやっていかなければいけない努力です。
You think because things attach themselves to us in this world.
この世界ではいろんなものがね、その自分にこうくっついてくる。
But the in yoga, we should keep only those things that we need to do service.
でもヨガにおいては自分がその奉仕をするために必要なもの、それだけを持ってればいいわけです。
If you need more things, then you can keep them. And the other way to stay clean is to constantly chant Hare Krishna. Let's try.
これをやってみましょう。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, the Vedas say that in order to be clean inside and outside, one should always remember Krishna. And the other way to prepare the body is to eat prasadam. Because whatever we eat will affect our physical and mental nature. So these are two ways to prepare the body. And then we have to prepare our words. So what were the first two things we were preparing? First was? Second was? Third was? Words. Okay. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that your words have a deep effect on your consciousness. And that whatever words we say will deeply affect us. And they also affect other people. So he says that we should speak truthfully. And we should avoid words that offend others. And our words should be pleasing. And we should also regularly recite the Vedas. Especially the Bhagavad Gita. And the Hare Krishna mantra. And if we prepare our tongue by reciting Bhagavad Gita and speaking truthfully, this will help to direct us back to Godhead. So these are three very practical points that Krishna makes in the Bhagavad Gita. That anybody can try. And now we'll take some reflections. A reflection means anything that you heard that you found useful or interesting. You can take out of here and use later. And when you walk out this door, if somebody grabs you by the arm and says, "What was that guy talking about?" This is the one thing that you'll say. Yes.
Preparation.
What about it? Preparation. He said preparation. Junbi. Junbi suru.
So,
give him the mic.
So, this lifetime is for preparation for the spiritual world?
Yes. Very good. What else?
Mind, body, and body.
We have to prepare. Mind, body, and words. We have to prepare. Okay, yes.
The wise person prepares and the poor person when we need.
When you have to. Yeah.
そういうことですね。あの、賢い人はやる前に準備をしていく。準備をして先にしておく。そして、愚かな人はやらなきゃいけない時になってからやるということ。What
else? 他にありますか? Cleaning my room
is very important.
Yes. Yes, I noticed that if I clean my room at night before I go to bed, when I wake up in the morning, I think, who did this? Which person was so considerate? And then I remember, oh, it was me. And then I suddenly remember, I have a higher purpose in life. I'm civilized. I feel happy with myself. And I also feel focused. When we have many things out on our desk or in our room, then the mind goes to many different things at once. But it's an old trick. If you're working on a problem, if you put everything else aside or put it away and you only keep that one thing, and don't keep looking at your phone. If you focus on the one thing, then you can do a good job and get it done. Yogi knows this because she's a CPA. She has to concentrate on numbers. Also, when you have extra things in your environment, it's called visual noise. So, spiritual people try to live in a very clean and simplified environment. What else? Yes, Narayan.
Service.
Service.
Yes.
Yeah.
Service.
Always prepared, thinking of service. Narayani is always thinking about how to do service. In fact, she moved to New Dwarka and she moved in a room that's right across from the temple. She's always looking out the window where to do her next service. This is preparation. Put yourself in the place where you can do the service. You'd be the first one to get the service. If you always think like this, then you'll feel satisfied. And people will like you. What else? Yeah.
One must teach the death before death teaches you.
Yes. And Prabhupada said you must be very expert to do this. In fact, we were just reading in the Bhagavatam, the father of Jad Bharat. It says that although he forgot that death was going to come and get him, death didn't forget him. So you have to be prepared for that. Keep yourself always ready. In preparation. What else? Yes, Radhika.
It's a little bit ahead, but when one gets to know the system of freedom, become convinced about the system of this preparation works, and if you know everything, then it becomes automatically responsible to share it with the others. Responsibility for the other human being.
Who's the Gashi? Kantan.
if someone gets to know Krishna consciousness, then he becomes responsible for other living entities to share that discovery.
Sharing means caring. Salvation Army said that. What else? Other things? What did you hear? Yes, Nitai.
Yes, good example, real mercy. So we need to practice. So he
practiced 70 years.
Yes.
So it takes time.
Yeah. Leo Messi was an overnight success after 17 years.
So Messi was a famous person.
Yeah, so Prabhupada writes in the book, Light of the Bhagavad. And this was a book he wrote while he lived in Vrindavan, before he came to the West. He got an invitation to come to Japan. It was a seminar called The Cultivation of the Human Spirit. So Prabhupada stopped all the other things he was doing and he wrote a book to bring to Japan. And he tried to get money to come, but he couldn't get anything. And so the book remained in manuscript form. In that book, he talks about the power of bhakti. And he said you should be very patient. And you should have faith. Faith that the seed of bhakti will grow. And he says that bhakti has its own power. And once you take to the process of bhakti, that even if you make mistakes, he said, these may not be detrimental. They may not be bad for you. They may become the pillars of success. Shri Shri Radha Govinda Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shri Nitai Gaur Sundar Ki Jai, Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ji Ki Jai. Yarmarman, Natari Yarmarman, Natari Yarmarman, Natari Yarmarman, Hey! Natari Yarmarman, Natari Yarmarman, Natari Yarmarman, Natari Yarmarman.